In 2011, traveling through Patagonia in his home country of Argentina, Bruno Bozzio heard a live band comprised of Argentinians and Chileans playing flutes, maracas and drums. Bozzio was a musician who played blues and jazz and other music, but hearing this group playing a version of cumbia, a type of music with rhythms that originated in Colombia, he was moved. I was really impressed, and really that music touched my heart. And I said, okay, one day I will learn how to play flutes. I will learn these rhythms, and I will make a band like this in my hometown. He eventually did that, first in his Argentinian hometown, and then in his new hometown of Nelson. Bozzio's Nelson-based band, the Quilombera Afro-Colombian Ensemble, which also features Katerina Melnik, lead singer, from Ukraine. Maria Luisa Pineda, vocals and djembe, from Mexico, Edison Fuquene, tambora, from Colombia, Clara Marcella Cano, Yamador, from Colombia, and Yanni Latacos, congas and djembe, from Hungary, filled the Royal and its dance floor on July 17. The dancing started with the first song, an early sign of an inspired evening to come, said Melnik. I was really happy and content, she said. When you are just living in this moment, when you are just living with the music and with the process so much, it was amazing. And it was amazing how many people showed up. This gave us so much energy and so much more motivation for the next shows and for the next year. Melnik and Bozzio are a couple who lived and played together in Spain and Argentina before coming to Canada. They first tried the Okanagan, then settled on Nelson because it was just what they wanted. A small city, not too busy but with many artists and cultural events. Cumbia, which features lots of percussion plus flutes, maracas and sometimes other instruments, originated on the Caribbean coast of Colombia and has spread, with many regional variations, throughout Latin America. Bozzio says cumbia connects all the countries from Mexico to Argentina. In Quilombera, he plays a traditional indigenous flute from Colombia called a cusi. He said indigenous people from the Colombian coast were playing this flute before Europeans brought slaves from Africa. Indigenous people and African slaves, they met, and they started to share their cultures. Africans brought the rhythms and indigenous were playing flutes, and they created cumbia and these different Afro-Colombian rhythms. Bozzio is fascinated by how a rhythm can originate in one country, then move to another and change, creating something new. I love how the music is spread in the world. We are trying to develop our project with traditional songs and also with our own songs. And that's something we are adding to Afro-Colombian music because we are creating our own songs with our backgrounds. Melnik said she used to wonder if someone with her Ukrainian ancestry could convincingly sing cumbia. But she has sung Middle Eastern and Greek music in her career, and she has found that people are proud that singers from different parts of the world want to perform their songs. In my case, I sometimes know that I don't sound native. I don't want to sound like people there. That's why we are people in our band from all the different countries. We are not trying to pretend we are something else. And I think this is what makes the band beautiful, is this internationality, and that is the spirit of Canada as well, and it's my spirit too. The music is all about experimenting and mixing and trying to create something new. Melnik said early in her learning of Afro-Colombian music she noticed some similarities with the techniques of singing certain types of Ukrainian traditional music. And I thought, oh my God, it's like Ukrainian music. I can think this way. One of the Colombians in Quilombera, Clara Marcella Cano, feels at home playing Colombian music with people from other countries. I feel so proud, she said, because cumbia represents Latin America. But the original roots of cumbia are from Colombia and the original roots are from Africa. But Colombia is where cumbia was born. Colombia is a very musical country that is not only cumbia, but so many rhythms. It's beautiful, and we love it.